Uh-oh, looks like our host got dumped out, so I'll open it up. I guess that's why we have backups. Welcome to the Thursday night edition of Kayak Fishing Radio with your host, Chip. Tree hugger, but not right now, Gibson. I'm the Ed McMahon of the show. A big fly rail. And it looks like we're starting over all over again.
Please hang up and try again.
Okay, big fly reel testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If somebody can hear the test count, hit us up on the chat room, please, so we can figure this out.
I can hear you.
Somebody hit the shark button. Fish Jock, what's up? Looks like it's going to be another interesting show here on Kayak Fishing Radio, Blog Talk Radio.
Good stuff.
And let's see if Chip is back. Is Bill back?
I'm here.
Well, everybody's here but the host, who thinks he signed in, but for whatever reason can't seem to talk. So far, as Chip tries to figure out what's going on, if he starts talking, we'll stop talking and see if we can figure it out. But on Buzzard's Row with us here, Bill Haywood Howard from Apollo Beach, Florida. Hey, Bill.
What's up?
I'd love to have an answer to that, buddy, but I just don't.
This show's cursed, man. We need to use all that Joe Boo stuff you got talking bad about Joe Boo. You don't like the show now.
I think we got extra rum for him. I'm not sure what the deal is, but we'll
you need to bring some rum for Joe Boo. Joe Boo will be making the road trip.
He will. Excellent. And as you might have heard, we started chatting around here, Redfish Chuck, host of our
Yo.
Monday night show. Yo, how's life on the east coast of Florida?
It is beautiful. Congratulations, Mr. Haywood Howard, for your new assignment.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Yeah, so you want to mention that?
Sure, if anybody can hear me.
Yeah, they can hear us, so.
I just got word today that I'll be part of the Hurricane Kayaks family. I'm pretty excited about that. I left Malibu on good terms and, wished them well, but it was time to move on to something different. So I'm really excited. They got some pretty cool things planned. I'm happy to be part of it.
Awesome.
Very good, Bill. When's that? That's effective immediately, I assume, right?
As of today, yeah. So I got my kayak on order. I'll be getting a blue and white Phoenix 14. Should be here in a couple weeks.
Very good. Well, I know you did a lot of good work for Malibu, and I'm sure they're grateful for that. And Hurricane's lucky to have you on board. So
thanks.
It'll also be nice. It'll be nice having you out on the water with a boat that's a little more manageable with some of the issues.
Here it comes. Go ahead and say it.
No,
nice
I'm not saying that at all.
I can keep up with you.
I did not say that.
You were thinking it.
Oh, Okay, but I did not say. No, I know that you know the a lot of the Malibu boats are great for what people use them for and for what they are, but I don't think anybody's ever accused them of being the speed demon of the water.
No, and I sure did like the Stealth. I don't think I have found a 14-foot kayak that is as stable standing in as that Stealth. Now, it could just be that I'm super used to it, but I tried a whole bunch of kayaks 2 weekends ago at a demo day, and I didn't find anything that I found quite as stable and sturdy. There's a lot of kayaks that you can stand up in, a lot of kayaks that you can't move your feet when you stand up, and a lot of kayaks when you know you do stand up, you feel the floor giving, and you never had any of that with the Stealth 14. It was just, you know, you could turn sideways, you could turn around, you could walk one end to the other, but when it came to covering long distances and the wind, it just wasn't cutting it. And since my health issues of last year, I need something a little bit lighter, a little bit easier to paddle. So I'm really excited to get in the new kayak.
Well, I'm looking forward to some great taking some great photos of you up on plane in the new boat.
Yeah.
So with all the muscles you got built up. So I see Chip's back on the board. Chip, are you back with us? Tree Hugger, you're 0-0, okay?
He's not here, man.
Yeah, he's in the studio, but doesn't seem to be able to get in as the host. So I'm not sure what's going on there. But Chip, try calling in on the guest call and see if we can get you on that way. But Chuck, anything? I know you've got big, exciting stuff going on over the East Coast as well.
Yeah, man, it's getting close to kind of a lifelong goal or dream of mine. If you want to go there, I've been blessed enough to be able to help out with Kayaks by Bo over here on the East Coast, and we just got official word. This isn't a big, big deal, but we just got official word that our plans for our storage building have been approved, and so that will free up the storefront space that's next door to Kayaks by Bo presently in the same building, allowing me to open up the Kayaks by Bo, or KBB as we're going to call it, KBB Outfitters store that I've been dying to do since I was out of high school, which is owning my own kind of outfitter store. So it's coming to fruition, and we'll be a full service outfitters. So very excited about it. And we've got some other really, really, really cool things in the works. We'll play with that a little bit more on my show on Monday, but it's exciting times over here on the East Coast, man, as far as that's concerned. And then, you know, of course we've got some issues we're dealing with to do with Space Florida and everything else, but I won't get into all that tonight.
Very good.
Can you hear me?
I think we might have resolved some of the issues, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome our host to the show, only 10 minutes late. Chip Treehugger Gibson, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I don't know what happened, man. We were doing just fine right before the show, and as soon as it kicked on, it dumped me. And I guess I'm still dumped, right? Hello?
Oh, you're still here, there. Wall to wall and treetop follower.
All right. Well, I just turned it up as loud as I could, and I can't see the chat room now. So let's see if that'll let me back in there. All right.
Oh, you can't see the chat room?
No. Now I can.
Oh, dang it. There goes
right.
Our opportunity, boys.
That's it. You're done now, man. I can see it. All right. So what did I miss? Just the first 10 minutes of the show?
Bill Howard talking about his transition to Hurricane and what that's going to mean for his paddling out on the out on the bay and out on the waters, just to talk a little bit about the new KBB outfitter store that will be opening up soon, and alluded to other big things that are going on, but haven't quite come to the announcement point yet. And that was about 4 minutes, and I think the rest of it was just saying, wow, where's Chip?
Wow, what happened to Chip? Yeah, I can
see.
So
it's yours. Take it away.
Oh, okay. Thanks. So, yeah. Okay. Right. So let's see. Bill is now with them, and we've got another person calling in. I'm waiting on. I guess Mark's back in the chat room there. Yak Sushi, send it to me again, there, man. All right. So tell me what you got. We got some important information tonight to pass on, hopefully, about the Boondoggle. That would be a big, big lagoon state park, Perdido Key. And hopefully, I'm getting the info now from Yak Sushi. Breaking news. There we go. You sent me a PM through what? Okay. All right, I see it now. All right, so Doc Light Rob, you can go ahead and bring him on. And so we've been working real diligently. I guess Adam's not going to join us tonight. He's got an event. We're getting close to Derby Week, and Adam being part of that whole Kentucky whiskey and horses and all that good stuff, he's been going nuts up there trying to get that squared away. But anyways, yeah, so let's go ahead and Yak Sushi is just telling me he's ready to go. So here's the gig. You will go to no, we're not going to do that yet. you'll go to yakangler.com/boondoggle and registration will be opened. So go ahead and you can push that out through all the social media channels, get an email blast out. It's finally open.
Thank
hopefully
God.
Yeah, right? The Boondoggle is finally open for registration, and hopefully you'll like what we've done. We took a lot of input from the post-Boondoggle survey that we did. One of the things that everybody brought to light to us was that there were just too many places to go and get information from. So we actually, it's been the hard work of Mark Watanabe, Yak Sushi there from yakangler.com, and Jerry from Paddling Fan. They've been working real hard to put the registration system together there online. So there's a and it should click up here pretty soon. Once we get it going live, then it should appear actually on the Kayak Fishing Boondoggle Facebook page. There should be a link there also that you'll be able to click to go in and do registration. So, and Yak Sushi is reporting to me right now that it is live. So the Boondoggle registration is live. yakangler.com/boondoggle, and you just click the registration thing and follow the instructions. It'll give you all the information. You'll be able to pick out the we're going to go down in a couple of weeks and do a site visit to meet with the Perdido Chamber of Commerce, and they've been real helpful, other than the fact that it's been a little slow going, but it's our first time to work with an organization like that, with the city and it's a local government organization. But they've been doing their best, and we've been working with them to get it going. And so the you have to go through registration right now to get a campsite. And the campsites are broken up into areas. So there's like A, B, C, D area and a price there. And then there's the tent camping only area, and there's a price there for that. And Jerry's going to get the Facebook link going up live here shortly. So, but the sites, there's 75 sites, I believe, at the campground with electricity. Those are like typically their RV sites. but you can put two tents or a tent and an RV. And I think this maximum is 8 campers per site. So 2 vehicles, that kind of thing. I think it's pretty standard throughout the campground scene, that kind of deal. But so you just kind of pick your area where it's at, and then as you show up, you'll be sent to that area and assigned a campsite. So if you want to camp with your buds, that kind of thing, if you're sharing campsites and one of you go in and register and get that set up, and it'll go through there. We've also got Red Zone Apparel that is doing the official Boondoggle shirts, and those will be pre-ordered through the registration system. I think some of you may have seen it when it got thrown up on yakangler.com for a couple of for a few hours to vote for which design you thought was best. Somebody's smoking. But so, and I think Mark's saying this, the shirt is going to be blue, all right? A blue shirt with the Boondoggle logo there on the front and back of it. So there we go. So it's official. Go to yakango.com, and then at some point later this evening or first thing tomorrow, you'll see the link on the Facebook page there for Kayak Fishing Boondoggle. Right? So, Chuck, are you paddling around in the big boat now?
Oh man, yeah, yeah. It's it is indeed a boat. It's a lot of fun, man. That thing is awesome. I'm really really happy with it.
Can you pull skiers behind it?
You can pull kayakers that sit inside kayaks out in the Gulf of Mexico and sink them in with it. I know that's a fact. I've seen pictures. That's proven. But it's fast.
Cool. And you got the PA-14, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I went with the big one. It's there's not really a whole lot I want to do to it. I got a bunch of emails and questions on my Facebook page about what am I going to do, like how am I going to rig it out or trick it out or whatever. And I don't know if you saw, but I posted a bajillion pictures last night of this lighting system. That's probably just about it. I mean, I want to keep it as clean as possible. But yeah, it's an awesome boat, man. It really is. It's a lot of fun.
All right.
It's like riding a moped. Cool. You know, it's like if you ride a little 49cc scooter, you know, you just have to smile. Like, you don't even want to smile, but you smile. You pedal
right.
That thing around. You just have to smile. It's cool. It's a lot of fun.
And what about,
I thought there was
going
to be a moped joke about it. It's fun to paddle into your friends to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. But, no, it was – I took it out into Port Canaveral, and on a really snotty day when I normally probably wouldn't take a kayak out typically. And you can definitely feel – I don't know. You definitely can feel where your cutoff points are as far as when you're turning into a swell. The thing's not unflippable, but it would definitely take some serious effort to turn one over, I think. But no, it was fun.
Cool. Well, you know, we're going to tempt the fates of the Blog Talk Radio working here, but Bill was actually. Last week when we started having all the trouble, Bill was talking about how he had gone to a demo day. Still there, Bill?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so let's see if it works. See if it really
works. You sure
you
want to go down that road? Didn't work out too well last week.
I know, man, but yeah, there we go. Somebody's setting off the siren there. But, yeah, that's cool, man. And how much does that thing weigh, Chuck?
The 14 is 100 and I think it's 105 pounds unrigged. And with the chair and the drive system in it, it's at 120.
Wow.
But you know what's really interesting about it? Unlike typical kayaks where you have a drawstring type handle to pick up on, the big giant double-fisted handle deal that's on the back of the Pro Angler makes it really easy to pick up. In fact, a buddy of mine, Steve McInerney, who just retired from Brevard County Fire Department, said it best. He's like, I've been lifting stretchers my entire career, and this is easier than lifting a stretcher because you have that much more leverage by able to, you know, being able to use two hands to pick one end of it up. I will tell you this, I will have a trailer sooner than later.
Okay. Yeah. That'll make it a lot easier, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, like, when I put in over at Port Canaveral, the problem that I had was recovering the boat while not dragging it up onto the concrete. Because, I mean, it is, I don't know, I definitely have babied it quite a bit more than I ever have any of my other kayaks, but it is a beast to lift up and get into the bed of a truck by yourself.
What about the shallows, man? How's that working out?
No problem, none whatsoever. The only thing is that you have to remind yourself that you can't do a full kick, right? Like, as long as you can tell yourself, okay, just kind of pump your feet, you'll still move forward. But at that point, I put the bungee cord on the drive system, lock the fins up underneath the boat, and then stand up and push pull, and it's not an issue at all.
Right.
But, I mean, I got in the same depth of water that I've gotten into, you know, with my fast boats, and I have no issue with it.
Yeah, you're just pulling then instead of paddling, that's all.
Yeah.
And so then we need to know when you have your first manatee encounter also.
No problem. In fact, this is going to sound kind of silly, but hopefully soon I plan on going out to the motor zone and trying to find them because I would be interested to see just how it handles with that situation. There's a guy who's local to us that alleged that he got thrown over by one in 8 foot of water. I don't really know how that's possible in a pro angler, but it could happen, I guess. I'm definitely interested in seeing how it handles big water situations out on the ocean and that kind of thing, and then also too, obviously, your manatee encounters and whatnot. But so far, so good, man. I couldn't be happier.
Awesome.
Hey, when are you going to go out for your first Goliath?
I've got a lot of respect for Jim, but I'll tell you this much. If I do it, I'm not going to be tethered to a boat. I'm not going to do it with a hand line. So, but that's just me.
Yeah, there's not much sport in having a boat pull you when you're tied to the fish and pull you away from it.
I mean, it's still,
put
any
the
way you cut it.
Put in backwards and paddle that thing out with a rod and reel and see if it'll do it.
Yeah, any way you cut it, you do still have to give Jim a lot of respect for handlining a grouper, a Goliath, regardless of how he pulled it away from a bridge or not. It's still, we've played with them off the buoy line out here at Port Canaveral with bonitas and stuff, and it's they are definitely a strong fish. But, yeah, I often thought about doing it out of a kayak along the buoys. I just never thought I'd be able to pull one away from it. But yeah, I'm kind of with you. I just, you know, it's cool, but it's not. I mean, to me, if you're going to claim that it's the biggest fish that's ever been caught or one of the biggest fish to ever be caught out of a kayak, you got to kind of do it unassisted with a rod and reel in your hand, in my opinion. But
that guy caught was much bigger, and he paddled out there and caught it and paddled back.
Yeah, the bluefin.
Yeah, that was much bigger than that.
Yeah, but, you know,
and
I just...
some of those guys in Hawaii have, you know, they've come back
with
the marlin. Too. Yeah.
Yeah, and marlin, too, yeah. And Jim Stamets has caught marlin out of his kayak before, too. So, but, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I'm not going to claim to say that the pro angler or any of the Hobies, for that matter, are for everybody because it's not a boat for everybody. I mean, some people will want to use fins and some people won't, and it is what it is.
That's not the question, though, Chuck. I mean, If you want to highlight the kayak, then put the fins in backward and try to pull that thing out with the kayak. That would impress me.
Yeah. No, I got you. Trust me on that whole situation. I'm with you on that. But you know, it's interesting because at the shop, once that video kind of made its rounds, and the tuna video, the shark encounter, whatever, from Hawaii. That was like the two main things people asked was, wow, we never knew you could catch big fish like tunas and things like that from kayaks, A, and then I can't believe he didn't flip over or get pulled into the bridge, and then when you tell him, you know, take a second look, that there's a transom rope on the back of that kayak to keep him from getting pulled into the bridge, then, you know, it is what it is. But, no, I agree with you. I love it, though, man. I mean, I really do. I think it's going to be an excellent boat for what I like to do, and what I plan on doing a lot of soon is just more fly fishing than anything. And for that purpose, I think it's going to serve me really, really well, because the deck space that's there with the stripping basket that I have will fit.
You got a ton of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, don't get me wrong. I tried one 2 weeks ago, and I was the biggest, you know, and I'll still say, it's not a kayak, it's a boat, but saying that, I tried one, and out of all the kayaks that I tried that day, and we had just about everybody there but Jackson, that was the one I was most impressed with. The way it handled, I mean, they put some pretty good engineering into that whole system, the drive and the seat. But that kayak, for as big as it is, handled way better than I thought it would. The only drawback that I could see is that you do have a higher center of gravity, and I've seen the video where the guy flipped his, and I could see where that could happen pretty easy if you weren't really on top of it. You would have to really, plan your turns and do them quick, because if you didn't, and that's what happened to that guy. He tried to turn downwind and got caught in a swell, and it flipped him just as quick as it could. But of all the things that I tested, and it was quite a few, that was the one I was like, wow, this is pretty nice. But I, you know, the weight for me is out of the question. I just couldn't handle hoisting that thing around in my truck, and, you know, price and the complex drive, but yeah, I was impressed with it. And I would think offshore, you know, like fishing off the beach for kingfish, if you like to troll, that would be pretty good. So
yeah, I mean, I when I got it, or actually when I was approached by Hobie, I hadn't really had a whole lot of water time in the boats. I played with the PA-12 a little bit. I played with the Outback quite a bit, and the Revolution, which is a rocket ship. I mean, that thing is just scary fast. But, you know, when I started to kind of pick apart, okay, well, what am I going to do the most of with this thing? And that's standing and push-pulling and that kind of thing. Obviously, the PA kind of just stood out to me, and for me wanting to take it down to Keys and do some other crazy stuff with it, the size of it, the comfort in the boat itself, it just all made sense. So, you know, I'm like you, Bill. I was a huge skeptic of the entire drive system when I first saw it come out. And I was like, you know, it's not really, how am I supposed to fish, you know, my region with that? It's not really practical. But having been in it now and having been in it in adverse conditions using the pedals, a good example is we had a tournament in the no motor zone a little while back, and I was able to go from Cars Park all the way to NASA Causeway, most of that in a 20-mile-an-hour north wind, and it never slowed me down, which was really kind of the coolest part about it. The only thing that was bad about it is I did have to slide out to the edge of the flat, get on the backside of the shoal and work the deeper water to the north so I can keep a, you know, a steady pedal stroke, if you will. But, no, I mean, it's, really happy, man. I mean, like I said, I took it out. I did some things with it. I'll tell you what, man, it definitely responds really quick. The 14 is much, it, to me, it seems a bit faster than the 12. And it definitely handles and performs as far as turning with that rudder quite a bit faster than with the 12 as well. And there was twice that I turned in the middle of Port Canaveral in about 40 foot of water where I went to make a U-turn to come back and sit by the marina. And I felt it when I turned the rudder, I felt the whole boat kind of shift. And I was like, whoa, okay, let's do that a little quicker next time as opposed to taking my time, like you said. So it'll take some getting used to, but man, it is an incredible vessel for sure.
Well, Chuck, the good part is, if you ever experience a medical emergency on board, the Coast Guard won't have to deploy a rescue swimmer. They can just land the Jayhawk right on the back deck, scoop you in, and they'll be off and off. You'll be off in the hospital right away. So you are set to go, brother. That is a huge asset.
You have to put that big H decal on the back deck
right
there, though.
Yep. A little windsock on the bow. You're all set.
I'm sure that Luther from Yak Attack will have a little windsock thing made up here pretty soon so you can put it on there. So.
And just have a drill on what Hotel Corbin means and you'll be good to go.
But you know what we should do is we should meet up in Panama City here when snapper season opens up in the Gulf, man. And I'm sure Brad Stevens will hook us up with a couple of demos, and we can get offshore there and get some red snapper out of some PAs there. What do you think about that, Chuck?
Oh, I'm all about it, man. In fact, it's killing me right now because I saw somebody on Facebook post in the Hobie Fishing Team page that the dolphin and the blackfin tunas are starting to show up there in the panhandle as well. So, I'm ready to go, man. I got all my offshore rods all re-rigged recently. So, it's,
and reef donkeys and some reef donkeys and maybe have you gone out the pass yet and tried for some triple tail around the buoys?
No, because the day that I was in the boat, it was way too rough. I mean,
yeah.
I know the mouth of the port probably would have been standing up 3 to 4, maybe even 5 foot with no break in between. So, yeah, I wasn't going to do that, but it's coming. I mean, me and Captain Alex have both talked about making that trip out there, Chris Flores as well, because he's got a PA-12. In fact, Chris went out to the North Jetty today, out in Port Canaveral, and had to turn around because it was just a tad bit too rough. But, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think being able to sit in, especially at night, snook fishing here, we fish deep water here for snook, being able to sit in one position, and even with the wind in your face or a little bit of a movement of tide, being able to hold your position by just barely moving your feet but having your hands on the rod will be an advantage as well. But that light system, man, that's the next thing to go on because I plan on killing as many mangrove snappers as I can over the course of the next couple of months while they're here.
All right. And speaking of snook there, Bill showed up with a nice little video of a snook that he pulled off the flat the other day.
Yeah,
that one looked
pretty
good.
It was a typical of what we were catching. They were all about that size, yeah.
That's a nice little snook.
Yeah, so they're not bad. And they fight a lot harder than their size.
And the top water shape, it can be awesome.
Yeah, they were crushing the top waters. It was pretty fun.
Right. Okay, so in another week, we're going to meet up and we're going to go chase after some black drum, right?
Go ugly early, baby.
Go ugly early. So what are we going to need? What are we going to be fishing for black drum with? Chuck's gone. So have a good evening, Chuck.
I'm going to use half crab, half a whole crab and throw that out there. Or
right.
just some large dead shrimp would probably work. I mean, we caught them on gulp shrimp, gulp crabs. The water is really, really mucky there. You know, it's dirty from the river runoff. So
right.
Something that puts off a lot of smell would be the best.
Nice. Okay. And size hooks, what do we need to load up with?
Oh, I think we're using like five or
five
six knots. The same, yeah,
five
same hook. Yeah, same kind of hook I've been using for tarpon. You know, just an inline circle hook. There's a big difference in
circle
hooks.
Yeah.
You want an inline circle hook. A lot of circle hooks are offset.
Right.
And you'll still gut hook a fish with an offset circle hook if he swallows it and it gets down in their stomach.
Roger that.
So,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we'll get those in the tackle box and we'll be going after going ugly early. Tommy Head Jigs is in the chat room. Let me say hi to the folks in there. We got Hammerhead, Greg Crisp, our northeasternmost listener up there. Heavy Metal Fishing, I think that's Dustin. Welcome aboard. And Dave's not here, man. And Scuba Stan from Chucktown, T. Morris, and Yak Chum, Mr. Matt Trucks. And they're all talking about their Ram Ball, so... But anyways, Tommy had said, you know, if you go to his Facebook page, Tommy Head Jigs, and like and share on the page there. Let me see where he had it there. So he's go to his Facebook page, like and share the link and share the album, and he's giving away a free prize pack there, trying to win a free prize pack. So Tommy Head Jigs on Facebook. Tommy is local here in the south side of Atlanta, so... But and sitting patiently and waiting, and I thought maybe he's just being noisy there, and he's probably doing something else. Doc Light Rob. What's up, Rob? Hello, Rob. Rob. Becker, you sure
you're there?
Mute
button, Rob.
Mute button, man. Red button. Push it. It says unmute.
I will put it back on hold and we can hit it again when he's ready to come back.
Yeah. All right. And I can't believe that Bill said the pro angler word and we didn't lose any more of our Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I think it was when I was trying to talk about the natives, and that's when that's when everything went.
Right. And actually on my pop there, he called me last week, and I think he's working on acquiring him an Ultimate 12 Propel. So hopefully,
okay,
yeah. Well, he likes.
That's
he
the
likes
only one
little...
they didn't have.
Say what?
So that's
they
about the only
one
they didn't have there. We had a Mariner
right.
Propel, but not the Ultimate. I think I've only seen one Ultimate Propel.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw one. Where was I? Saw one time. I haven't had a chance to pedal one, but and then when we were at the Boondoggle, the clone there, he took the Mariner out and played around with it, but I never got to play in it. So it was just kind of like a quick out and back, and that was it. He said, "Yeah, it's cool."
Well, when they come out with a Slayer Propel, I'm going to be hard pressed.
Yeah,
because,
I am on the board.
Yeah.
I can get to the board, so
okay.
Just so you know, so yeah, but we can do dueling buttons at any time. So, yeah, but I think the Ultimate, I like it because you know when I'm standing up or sitting down, I got the gunnels there that I can support myself on, you know, and then. When we were at the Adventure Fishing Championship thing, I had taken the forward seat out of the canoe for the clone, so and used his Ultimate seat and did a seat riser made out of PVC, and we
mm-hmm.
mounted that seat up in the front of the canoe so he could sit up a little bit higher and be able to cast a little better. And so when I brought it back the next time I went out fishing, I just put it in my Ultimate. And it was kind of nice because then it was like the seat was actually just right about level with the gunnels, you know. So it was a little bit higher, give you a little bit higher center of gravity, though. It felt a little tippier, but it wasn't too much to get used to. And the Ultimates are pretty stable anyways with those big pontoon holes and that. You got to pedal Mariner?
Yeah, I tried a Mariner. I tried the Slayer. I tried an Ultimate.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of the Ultimate. I just, I didn't feel like I was very stable in it. I didn't like how my feet were stuck in one position. Hello?
Yeah. Hello, is it Rob?
Pizza Hut.
Hey.
Hey, Rob, what's up, man?
Can we take your order?
Sorry, I was on I had another call coming in, and I was had to take it.
Okay. Cool, man. Welcome aboard.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Pretty good, man.
I'm working on a film set tomorrow, so I had to get the particulars.
Right? So you're going to be on a film set. What are you filming, man? Is it a secret?
No. A golf course, actually. Got to do a bunch of B-roll on a golf course, and then we got to interview some Swedish golf chick on a putting green and do, like, an interview and video and all that stuff. So,
what does that have to do with kayak fishing?
Oh, yeah, I think I saw a movie like that once, but it was something different than what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, it was, it's just, you know, I've been...
There you go. Oh yeah.
Yeah. But, no,
yeah,
I'm,
put
I'm
that
just,
put that putter over here, baby. A little closer to the flag.
I'm kind of in film school, you know.
Driver.
Right, you're in film school.
So, kinda. It's I'm just working with Sean. He's the guy that taught Chris Flores a lot of stuff. So he's kind of taking me under his wing and teaching me some stuff. So. I've been out on a couple of shoots with him, and, you know, it's kind of like getting paid to go to school. You know, it's cool. So it's awesome.
Nice.
But well, I got a full weekend, man. Doing that all day tomorrow, and then going fishing with Derek Burgos on Saturday. And Saturday night is the Skinny Water Culture tarpon kickoff party there. And... cool, man. Too bad you guys can't come down for that, man. That's $15 all you can eat low country boil and stuff. It's gonna be awesome.
Nice. Cool.
So I got a full weekend.
All right. Right. And did you hear that the Boondoggle registration is open now?
Yes, sir. That's awesome.
All right. So get your reservation in.
And if you're just tuning in,
Boondoggle registration is open, the October Columbus Day Boondoggle at Big Lagoon State Park in Perdido Key, Pensacola, Florida. The registration is open. Go to yakangler.com/boondoggle. Or shortly we should have the link up. It might take us a little bit longer to get the link up on the Facebook page, but there will be a link on the Kayak Fishing Boondoggle Facebook page. So. Two places, all the information you need, takes you right back to the same registration, but no problem there. So, good to go. And I'm sorry. Now, Bill, we were talking.
No.
No,
we're not going to talk about it, because every time I talk about it either, it starts, the radio starts acting up, or somebody,
or
busts
somebody
in,
calls
no.
in. Yeah.
You can read about it.
Okay. You're going to write it? You're going to put it in a blog?
Actually, it was too long. It was way too long. So they just on Yak Angler just started. They revamped the review section on kayaks.
Right.
So I put them in there with a few pictures. They're not real long, in depth. You know, I inspected every nut and bolt of the thing. It's just my overall, you know, outlook on them. Some of them are short. Some of them don't even have pictures yet, so.
This one stinks. don't buy this one. This one's okay.
No,
it's the wrong
just
color.
My honest opinion on them, you know. I just, if I liked it,
that's
I liked
what I was
it.
Saying.
If I didn't like it, I said, well, this is what I didn't like. Doesn't mean it's a bad kayak. Just means I
no,
don't like
that's,
it. That's,
yeah. And you know, that's kind of the cool thing about kayaks, though, really. I mean, honestly, it's just that there are plenty of them out there, and if you haven't found the right one, keep looking, because there will be one that you just fall in love with. So
that's true.
Absolutely. So let's see. I think, Holly's in the chat room under the Scuba Stand guys there. So it looks like Tommy must have built her some. Yes, I see Yak Chum on the board. So, all right. So let's say hi to Matt. Mr. Truck.
Good evening.
How are you, dude?
All right, finally got to get back on the radio here. It's been a couple weeks. Been fishing a lot, but not enough.
But you were not in a kayak. You were in a boat, man.
That was in Florida this past weekend. I was in a kayak all weekend.
All weekend. So
this weekend, weekend was the Susquehanna River Flats Kayak Fishing Jamboree.
How'd that
go? Much like the Boondoggle, but a little bit different. That was awesome. Good times. Fish didn't cooperate, as always, whenever I fish one of these kind of boondoggle type of deals. But it was definitely a great time. We had, I believe it was 125 people who showed up to fair the weather. We had probably about 40 that didn't make it, that were registered.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was good time, man. A lot of people.
And that was on the in the Delta area there, or on the river itself.
It was on the river and then within the Delta area, which would be the flats, basically the top of the Chesapeake Bay.
Right. Okay. Cool. I think
if the fish are on there, it's on fire. It's crazy. You know, if it's turned off, it's not much going on.
Right. Okay.
And I think it really depends on how much of the dam they have open that day, you know?
Right.
How much fresh water they're pumping in or whatever.
The water, the flow and everything.
Yeah.
So, did you see my note I sent you on Facebook about the hip-hop fisherman there?
No, I didn't get to that.
Yeah, there's a whole album of some dude doing hip-hop songs about fishing and stuff. I put you a link. Check out your Facebook page. I sent you a message about a week back, so I figured you were busy, but I'll find that guy, man. Yeah, so check it out.
I should send you something back saying I didn't know who that was, but I would check it out.
Yeah, find him, man.
I don't think I listened to any of the tunes, but I was like, I never heard of him. But yeah, I was down in Florida on Facebook on my cell phone. So.
All right, cool. Awesome. All right. Well, we're running out of the top of the board here, and I tell you what, man, the evening has gone by quick for me. But anyways, you gonna make it down to the Boondoggle, Matt?
I can't make it down to Florida. You know that, man. It's a once a year thing for me, and I've already spent it.
Already spent it, huh? Well, October, man. It's after the fiscal year. It's a new fiscal year. Look at it that way.
Sort of.
All right. Okay.
We'll see what's happening. It is a little ways away. So.
All right. Give you a little time to work on it, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Bill, you got fishing on the weekend? What's going on this weekend, man?
Yeah, I'm actually meeting up with Chris Funk from Yak Angler. He's going to be in town, and I'm going to put him on I think it'll be his first snook if we can find some.
Are they out on the flats now, or have they still been in the back?
No. They'll be heading to the beach here before too long.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're out in force.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, our water temperatures just shot up. It was 77 yesterday. So I know... most of the guys that I fish with are heading off the beach this weekend to see if there's any tarpon.
Right.
Probably be some kingfish for sure. But yeah, they'll be heading off the beach, and depending on what they what they find, that might be my last trip on the flats for a while. After Cedar Key, which we could possibly see some tarpon up there, but they are really, really tough to nail down.
Yeah. I know the last time you told me where to go and we didn't find them.
Yeah. If they're there, though, they're big.
Right.
A lot of the records for tarpon, I think, on fly and stuff have come from in that area. They're big fish. But they're just, you'll see one roll and on one side of the, little inlet or whatever you're fishing, and before you know it, they're way over on the other side, so.
Right.
Kind of hard to pin them down.
Well, my wife is looking for a record, black drum. So I told her that's for the catch, photo, and release, that's greater than 49 inches. So. Are they out
there?
They're
there. Yeah, I've seen them there. The problem with drum is they grow up. They don't grow long. They just get tall and fat.
They get that big old hump on their back and fat.
Yeah.
Slimy.
They don't really. They're slimy, and they got, scales like armor too. So, but I have seen. I've seen some 50-plus inches up there, so you never know.
We're stoked, man. So
yeah, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Right. So, all right. Mr. Becker, what about you, man? You got plans for the weekend?
If we're going to be able to join the Snook Adventure or not. I've got a couple things to get done this weekend. We're going to be doing the key next weekend, so... it's still
up in the air. Up in the air. Okay. All right. Some guy named Chip Gibson. Oh, that's me. Rob, you're on the golf course with the Swedish girl in putter, and then you're going to be fishing with Derek, right?
Yeah, that's it, man.
Okay. So we should see some video here pretty soon?
Probably, yeah.
And do
some promo
Swedish girl?
Well, no, that's not for me. It's just I don't know where it's going, Golf Channel or wherever.
No, I read it for the articles, man, I swear.
And Rob, do us all a favor. Just remember you're on a golf course, and that's what the ball washers are for, okay?
Oh, hey, man. It was funny because we got told that, you have to, it's like a dress code. You can't be showing up in like skull t-shirts and flip flops and stuff, man. You gotta, it's kind of hoity-toity, so you gotta wear some nice, pressed cargo shorts and a polo shirt,
Right. And make sure that you spike your beard out real good and.
I'm not half shaved, man. I tell you. I got my boondoggle beard.
If it's a private club, actually, cargo shorts are not allowed. You need the ones with no pockets.
That's right, no pockets, and some god-awful plaid color.
Yeah. But, the boondoggle beard is coming in nice, dude. It's going to be like Duck Dynasty by the time the boondoggle beard is ready.
Yeah, good luck with that this summer.
Yeah.
I've got to go pour acid in my eyes now.
If I can get it past the Lucy stage, I'll be all right.
All right. All right. Awesome. And Matt, what are you going out this weekend?
Oh, I'm going fishing tomorrow night and Saturday morning and Saturday night and Sunday morning. So, yeah, looking at really good weather.
Yet.
So, definitely going to expand it to the max.
What's the water temps up there right now?
The report is right now it's around 54. So during the day heats it up a little bit. That's why night fishing's good. You get up to around 58. So
that's like all right.
That's better than what it was I don't know, when I was out 3 weeks ago, I went out just for the heck of it, and water temperature was only 38.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is cold through my dry pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
All right.
We'll see. I'll post up photos, whatever I get.
Awesome,
guy's been
man.
Catching them out there, so.
Awesome. All right, well, I'd like to thank everybody for showing up. We've had a little technical difficulties here the past couple of weeks. Hopefully we'll get them all ironed out and we'll start bringing you the quality show that you're used to here at Kayak Fishing Radio. And again, remember, yakango.com/boondoggle. The registration is live, and you can go ahead and get your spot, at least get your area set up for the boondoggle for October 11th through the 14th. Have a good evening, Bill. And I know Jim is in there. Let me say hi to Jim. He didn't push the button, but hey, Jim, you on the line?
Yeah.
There you are.
How's it
going,
man?
You fishing in lately? I'm good, man.
Last night I snuck down to the pond right at dark and hooked some small bass real quick and rolled a big
awesome.
Carp. Yeah, right before that front part of that rain came through, and I had a little break, and I got to sneak out for a little bit.
Cool.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to see you at the boondoggle here in a couple of months?
Man, it's already booked. I've already cleared it with the wife. She wants to go. Now we're just figuring out if we're going to rent an RC in Pensacola, RV in Pensacola,
yeah.
and take an RV down there from Pensacola. So
okay.
it's on like Donkey Kong.
Okay. Well, we'll be going down in a couple of weeks here. I think the third weekend in May, we're going to go down for a little site visit. And, I'll scope out a rental area for you if you need one down there. There's a couple of spots
cool.
I know.
You
all right, bud?
Are y'all going down?
Go.
You going Friday after work, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm going to drive down Friday. Adam, Mark, they're going to fly in. We're going to spend the weekend talking to the Chamber of Commerce folks and meet up with the HAL reps and that kind of stuff. So just
cool.
kind of get the lay of the land, that kind of thing. So awesome. Well, thanks again, everybody. Like I said, Tommy Head Jigs, he's in the house. Go to his page there. Like his page, share the link, and he's got a little contest going there to win a little – prize pack, and I see Jerry in there. Thanks, Jerry. She's been helping us out there, part of the boondoggle crew, working hard to get the registration thing up. So we're open, and we hope to see everybody there. So that's about it for me tonight. Thanks, Greg, for covering my back there when I lost the comms. So we'll
Got
see
it.
You next week, right? Actually,
Absolutely.
We will see you next weekend.
Literally.
All right. And Kayak Fishing Radio, Chip Gibson, we'll see you next time. Thanks a lot. What do you mean what happened? Where did I go?